This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the InfoWars Sunday broadcast, and today we're going to be joined by Alex Jones as well as by Roger Stone. He'll be joining us in the second hour. We have a lot of breaking news. You've probably seen at this point the Patriot, I guess you could call him guerrilla truther, getting behind the Fox News set and exposing the Bill Clinton rape T-shirt. Now, this is something that Alex put out on Friday, and in less than 24 hours, we had somebody take him up on his offer. And, of course, he put a lot of money into the kitty to pay people to get this message out. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are not about consensual sex that's happened with his so-called bimbos that she talked about. Now, he had a lot of women on the side that it was consensual. But the real issue is the non-consensual things that Bill Clinton did. Attacking Juanita Broderick and Hillary Clinton attacking the women that Hillary had attacked. Doubling down after the fact. Cold-blooded attacks on these women. That's why we need to get this information out. And it was really funny if you look at this video. And if you haven't seen it, you can see it on InfoWars.com. We have Patriot Storm's Fox set exposing Bill Clinton's sex crimes. We have that there. We also have the video. Very funny to see it. We've got Tucker Carlson turned around and saw it. He thought it was hilarious. I was rolling on the floor laughing. You'll enjoy this if you see it. And, of course, it's interesting also that the person that is right next to Tucker Carlson, that's in the middle, is Abby Huntsman. And if you remember, she was the one who came on and said, after Alex Jones talked to Piers Morgan, they came back and they said, well, we should challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. We're going to play that clip for you. And she said, yeah, I'd love to see him shot, maybe by somebody in uniform. Ha ha. Of course, she is the daughter of Huntsman, who ran for president, I think it was back in 2008. It was a very short blip on the screen. She's working for MSNBC at the time. Now she's working for Fox News. Very interesting. Alex is going to be breaking that down. This is the way we win, folks. You know, BLM, Black Lives Matter, is out there violently protesting people. This is a peaceful protest. This is done in places where we're told that the public is going to be invited to appear behind the guest hosts, and it's just simply exercising free speech peacefully. There's no trespass involved here. You know, you can do this lawfully and creatively, and that's what Alex is calling people to do. And, of course, we're going to have him break that down when we come back. We're also going to be talking to Roger Stone about the exclusive announcement that he put out today on Twitter. If you see it on The Hill, they talk about the fact that Roger Stone tweeted out that by Wednesday, Hillary Clinton's campaign will be done. Hashtag WikiLeaks. We all expect that there's going to be a major announcement on Wednesday by WikiLeaks that's been promised by Julian Assange that it would happen in October. So we're going to have Roger Stone on with us in the second hour to talk about this. And there's a lot of breaking news that is economic as well. When we look at what's happening with Deutsche Bank, stoking fears of another 2008 financial crisis, as well as OPEC finally throwing in the price. You know, they just cannot get the economy going, even with incredibly cheap oil prices. And they tried a price war against domestic producers here in the United States. They've tried using their political surrogates like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton to try to shut down all domestic energy production. Even still, they had to throw the towel in. That's a sign of two things: resiliency of the American economy, and it's also a sign of the fact that we have a very sick world economy that cannot respond to oil prices being low. Energy is one of the key issues in terms of getting our prosperity back, as well as if you look at things like life expectancy. But as they went into this price war, and we saw the price get lower and lower, they still could not drive many American producers out of business. That's the interesting story. But when we come back, we're going to take a look at the economic news as well as this guerrilla marketing program. Alex Jones will be joining us right after the break. Stay tuned.
back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Sunday, October 2nd, 2016. We are now only 36 short days before the historic election. Americanism, not globalism, will be our maxim. That's what Donald Trump said back in Cleveland in July. And it has the New World Order panicking today. You're listening to the undisputed number one voice globally against the New World Order. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Fire!
Welcome back, everyone. I've been waiting for this segment all morning long. We are rolling out the red carpet, not for Tucker, but for some adorable, adoptable dogs. Every year, the Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters find homes.
We are surrounded by dogs, and if there's anything that calms the human heart, it's a canine.
And that's the whole point of the segment, actually. They're with Best Friends, and joining us live is the co-founder of the Best Friends Animal Society, Francis.
The establishment is now in total panic, and if citizens take action, we can bring down the controlled media facade once and for all. Citizen action on the street in the information war can win this election. The United States can then link up with the United Kingdom, Russia, and other countries that are leaving the global government and reestablishing national sovereignty worldwide. I'm very upset with the mainstream media. We've seen incredible deception from them. We saw Lester Holt be the third person in the debate last Monday night. And they've now had to admit at the debate commission that indeed the crowd couldn't hear Donald Trump when he was talking, but Hillary was hooked into the sound system, and they were fading his mic up and down. I noticed it live on air. They said he was a conspiracy theorist. Now they admit it's actually true. He will debate coming up next at CNN. And Anderson Cooper, admitted CIA agent, will be the, quote, moderator. Give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. This is out of control. And now the mainstream media is covering up Bill Clinton's true crimes. The fact that Bill Clinton has settled sexual assault cases before. I have interviewed the women that he has raped. There have been nurses and witnesses to it happening that rush into the hotel rooms minutes after it happens and the women are bleeding. This is well known. This is what they do. And Hillary Clinton has always covered up for him. That's been her job. You know, a lot of men who are gay have a fake wife called a beard. Now, Bill Clinton's not gay, but Hillary Clinton is his beard for the fact that he is a sexual assaulter and a predator. But look at him, attacking innocent countries, bombing Belgrade, bombing aspirin factories in Sudan, killing a half million Iraqi children with increased sanctions, worse than what the Bushes did. They are a crime syndicate. They represent the old order with the Bushes as well. And that's why on Friday's show, I thought, you know, they will fire anybody off Fox, CNN, MSNBC, or Bantam that talks about Bill Clinton and sexual assault. It's a fact. It's come out in the news. And I said, we're selling the shirt that Roger Stone designed that says Bill Clinton is a rapist, basically. Bill Clinton and the word rape, to try to get the word out. Why not have a bounty of $1,000 for anybody that can get up on national TV and not break any laws for 5 seconds with the shirt clearly visible saying rape. And $5,000 if you can get the audio out that you're concerned about his sexual assaults or it should be investigated, or if you believe he's a rapist, that he's a rapist. And the evidence shows that there's a cover-up. This guy's far worse than Bill Cosby. And I'm not going to sit here and watch this double standard. Within less than 24 hours, Saturday morning, some gentleman, we don't know his name yet, but he's going to win $5,000. You know, email us, sir. Got up, got the rape shirt on TV for 5 seconds, and then brought up these sexual assaults. Now, I'm still going to pay the $5,000, but anybody else does this, you're not going to get it. Use a bullhorn or use your voice, but don't go over the barricade. I know they're out on the street. You're not invading their studio, but still, trying to climb over the barricade, once they try to stop you, I understand, you kind of use it to hold on, still is not right. So you have to follow laws. They get crowds out there all the time. All the time, waving their signs, their Hillary, their Trump signs, whatever. They're out there doing it. They're asking for it. Go out there. Follow the local laws. Wear the shirt. Get the shirt at InfoWars.com. That'll help pay for all the bounties we're going to pay. Get the Hillary for President shirt at InfoWars.com as well. But regardless of what you do, go to InfoWars.com and print off the big PDFs we have of it and post those up around your town as well to create local news stories. And this is about the people overriding the censorship and control that's in MSM. It's a lot bigger than the Clintons. It's a lot bigger than Trump. It's bigger than Alex Jones or InfoWars. It's about the people taking action. The French Resistance did things similar to this with the V symbol. We've had contests before that had hundreds of newspapers covering it and dozens of TV stations. So we're going to also have a contest I announced later in the week as well, dealing with posting posters exposing the Clintons of different types, not just rape, Benghazi, you name it, and then videotaping it, putting it on YouTube, and then whoever gets the most coverage is going to get a big prize as well. We're going to put the rules up by Monday for both these contests, but some people say, well, what happens if a bunch of people go out and say rape on TV? It'll create a giant tsunami. That's what we want, and we'll turn it into a big national story, just like Hillary for president, but even bigger. And listen, we're risking losing the country. Desperate times mean desperate measures. So I need all of you to take action, all of you to think about ways to do this, especially if you're in L.A., New York, D.C., or other areas where national news is going to be taking place. Now, there's other creative ways to also get this out there. Just do it legally and do it lawfully and check your local laws, and you will win the prize, $1,000 or $5,000. Now, there's a $100,000 cap. That's our budget. We think that this promotion will probably, you know, sell maybe that much T-shirts, but it doesn't matter. I just want to try to get this out because I have daughters. I love women, and I'm sick and tired of watching these people claim that they represent women when they're such predators over women and they're so horrible. So InfoWars.com will have all this information posted, and we want to salute the young man that did this, and also want to point out the New York Times has called us asking if Tucker Carlson rigged this with us. Tucker Carlson had nothing to do with this. I announced this yesterday on the air, and whoever this young man is went and did this because it was one of the first live shows on the street. That's what happened, but they're already looking for someone so they can burn Tucker Carlson and get him kicked off Fox, because there's already been a coup at Fox with the whole Roger Ailes thing. And now they're trying to take over the rest of the media. It's really happening. I mean, as of today, the UN has gotten authority over the web. And so a really dark time of oppression is unfolding. It's time for us on the ground to get the word out, not just on the Internet. I'm Alan Schoen signing off for InfoWars.com. I want to salute you all out there that are fighting for liberty, the true liberals, the true constitutionalists. If you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
And again, you can see that article at InfoWars.com. Patriot storms Fox set, exposing Bill Clinton's sex crimes. And as Alex is pointing out, they're trying to attack Tucker Carlson over that. He saw some humor in that. You know, the way this breaks down is to take a look at the way the Daily Mail reported this. Headline, man shouts Bill Clinton is a rapist on live TV to win $5,000 from 9/11 conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. And this writer, Jennifer Smith, for the Daily Mail, goes on to say, well, it's not clear whether Jones has lived up to his promise to give the man the money. Understand the timeline on this thing. Alex announced the contest on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, this guy does this, and within a couple of hours, it's not clear if Alex Jones has paid this guy yet or not. I don't know that Alex even knows the guy's name yet. I mean, we put it up there. Alex is good for it, folks. He's paid off on all of these contests in the past. It's just the way they smear people. But understand, when we say that Bill Clinton is a rapist, we're not smearing Bill Clinton. We're telling the truth. And we're telling the truth about Hillary Clinton, that she, through these women, that Bill Clinton raped and sexually abused. This is not consensual. We have to understand the difference. He's got a long string of consensual bimbos. But he also has a long string of sexual victims behind him as well. That's what we're talking about. People like Juanita Broderick, people like Kathleen Willey. And when you look at the people that are there, of course, I thought it was interesting that Abby Huntsman was there. Remember this clip from a couple of years ago when Alex Jones went on with Piers Morgan? Let's play that clip.
Made $960 million in years.
I don't care what the justification is that you are allowed in this country to own a semi-automatic weapon, much less a handgun. But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match.
Here's Abby Huntsman.
Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
There you go. Okay, she went from MSNBC. She goes from MSNBC to Fox News as part of the remakeover of Fox News. And, of course, she's the daughter of John Huntsman, the guy who was a tiny blip on the screen in the 2008 presidential elections. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about the tax issue that has bubbled up this weekend with Donald Trump.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
But we can't get those facts. They just tell us what they think we ought to know.
It's the Alex Jones Show, and as you hear Tower Power saying, taxed to the max. Yeah, we're all taxed to the max, aren't we? Part of this distraction, and it is a distraction, to talk about Donald Trump's tax returns. We'll tell you why they're using this as a distraction. Folks, they want you to think about his tax returns and not your tax returns. Hillary Clinton has put out her tax plans. And it doesn't matter what income level you're in, from the very poorest to the very richest, your taxes are going to go up. I'm going to break that down for a couple of the middle income tax brackets. But they want you to just be jealous about Donald Trump's taxes. You know, what they're selling is not hope. They're selling envy. Okay? Or maybe they're selling rape. Rape of the economy, just like Bill Clinton has raped so many women. We also got, go ahead and take the music down. We also have coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Alex Jones breaking down a leak from Hillary Clinton, throwing millennials under the bus, saying they're the children of the Great Recession. She talked about them as basement dwellers, as baristas, okay? That's what she thinks of these people who are Bernie Sanders supporters. And I thought it was interesting. She says, well, you know, I think we can get free college. They think they can get free health care. You know, why would they think they can get those things? It's because the Democrats have been lying to them, promising them free college. She's been promising free health care for the last 25 years. It was Hillary Clinton, as first lady, that pretended that she had some authority to take over, what was it, about a seventh of the economy, the medical industry. Now they're doing it. They're on their way. They've got a gradual program that they're bringing in here. They slapped her down. They said, you know, you tried to go too fast on this. We've got to take a more gradual approach, and that's what they're doing right now. But make no mistake about it. They're trying to take over our full economy here, starting with our health care. But she goes on to say, I'm occupying from the center left to the center right. You know, I think it's very important that we understand that it isn't simply a left-right political paradigm. See if you can find a picture of it. Look for a Nolan chart, N-O-L-A-N. Pull up the Nolan chart. This is something that one of the founders of the Libertarian Party came up with a few years ago. And what it does is it asks some questions, or you look at the positions of some particular politician, and you map them on an axis, with one axis, vertical axis, being economic freedom, the other one being personal freedom. Then you take that axis, and if you rotate it 45 degrees, you get a diamond. And if you're looking at the broadcast right now, you see that diamond. And you can break that down. You'll see people who are on the left liberal and on the right liberal, okay? But what do you do with somebody that's like, we got like Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin, and we're told, well, one of them is an extreme leftist, the other is an extreme rightist. Where do authoritarians go on this simple line that they always tell you about the political spectrum, okay? It is not simply a line. You need at least two dimensions to see what's going on. No, Stalin and Hitler would both be down there in the authoritarian block. And you know what? So would Hillary Clinton. She's not centrist at all. She's bottomist, okay? She's authoritarian. If you look at that chart, she's down at the bottom. So you can have people that are on the left, people on the right. They give you some political, personal freedom, or they give you some economic freedom. But the people who want to take all your freedom are down at the bottom when you rotate that chart, and it makes a lot of sense when you look at that. You know, Ronald Reagan talked about, are we going not left or right, but up or down? Okay, you want to go up towards freedom, or do you want to go down towards government control, central government control? Alex is going to be talking about that coming up in the next segment. In this segment, the time that we got left, I want to talk about taxes, because they are crowing about the fact the New York Times went in and illegally got these documents about Donald Trump's taxes and said, look at this. We don't think that he has paid any taxes in the last 20 years because he had nearly a $1 billion loss in 1995. Where does that come from? Where are they making these assumptions? CNN has a former tax accountant. He says it's wrong to assume that Trump's nearly billion-dollar loss came from his own money. And this is Edward McCaffrey, okay? And he is a former tax person. He knows what he's talking about, folks. Listen, I want to give you two examples in terms of your home mortgage. They say it's awful that Donald Trump took tax deductions that he's entitled to. They don't want you to understand the difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. See, tax avoidance is saying, I'm going to take the deductions that I'm allowed to take. Tax evasion says, I'm just going to ignore the tax system, or I'm going to lie on the form or whatever. But avoidance is not cheating any more than it's cheating to take your home mortgage deduction if you have that, or to deduct medical expenses if you get over the massive threshold that they put on the tax form. Okay, if you take your home mortgage deduction, that is simply tax avoidance. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're going to get into the system, if you're going to fill out all the forms, doing it that way, there is nothing wrong with that. And when you look at the situation that you got going with Donald Trump, it is not wrong for him to use the legal tax deductions that are available to him. Now, another example, I had a friend when I was working back in North Carolina who was building a home. And he went to a home builder and he gave him a lot of money as a down payment to build this custom home for him. And the guy, like a lot of builders, got overextended on his debt payments. And the guy went bankrupt. He lost all that money and a lot of money from other people as well. So my friend took him to court, sued him, and won. But the guy didn't have any money. And so what he got was a judgment for X amount of dollars for his loss. And he could take that a little bit at a time for 20 years, and then you lose whatever you haven't claimed. And for him, he didn't have that much money. He probably wasn't going to get it back, even taking it as a credit against his taxes, using it as a deduction every year for up to 20 years. So that's what we're talking about with Donald Trump. It could be something like that, a massive loss that he had, or it could be somebody that defrauded him. Or somebody that he sued and won, got that judgment against them and had to take that over a 20-year period. That is something that happens to ordinary people all the time. Just like taking your mortgage deduction, if somebody defrauds you, and I don't know what the basis of this is, and we won't know if we don't see his tax returns. But understand that if you're looking for the tax returns, they're not trying to get greater transparency. What the Clinton camp is trying to do is muddy the water in endless complexities. But we've talked about this before, how Money Magazine used to, for the longest time, I don't know if Money Magazine is even around anymore, but I know back in the 1990s, they would get 30 to 50 tax accountants. And they would look at a tax return for a family, not a business even, not even a small business, but just a family that had some events. Maybe they had some inheritance taxes, or they sold some stocks, or they sold a couple of home. They sold a home or a vacation home, a second home or something like that. Some unusual events. And it was a family that had maybe $120,000 income or something. So they had a good deal of income, and they had a couple of unusual events. And they would give this to 30 to 50 tax accountants. And guess what they would get? 30 to 50 different answers. And the answers can range anywhere from $10,000 or $15,000 in taxes owed to $10,000 to $15,000 worth of taxes that came back. See, that's the way the tax code is set up, on purpose. A law that is sufficiently complex is the same as having no law at all. And it can be used as a weapon. It can be used as a weapon against you. It can be used as a weapon against political candidates. It can be used as a weapon, as we've seen in the Obama administration, against political opponents. Using the IRS to audit people that they don't like, coming after them and even turning over their information to political opponents. And when all of this is going on, understand the New York Times paid absolutely no taxes in 2014. They did the same thing they're haranguing Donald Trump for. Stay with us. We'll come back. Alex Jones is going to break down Clinton throwing the Bernie Sanders supporters under the bus.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bug, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here on this live Sunday broadcast with a breakdown of just the historical hypocrisy. It's so over the top, it's like it's from a dark satire novel or something. The rigging against Donald Trump, the lying, the twisting, Google, Facebook, Twitter, admitting that they're siding with Obama and censoring anybody promoting Trump, the mainstream media admitting that they're spinning polls and engaged in deception, the fact that the debate commission now admits that Trump's mic was being faded down and was not sending audio to the crowd. The audience couldn't even hear him. They admitted yesterday that was true. Over and over.
over again, I see Trump tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth. And they take his strongest points and they turn it against him. A year and a half ago, when he first announced the presidency, he said, listen, I know all the loopholes that the elite have written in the laws. I will use those loopholes to bring massive money back to America. He gave examples. He said, look, the Chinese have a 10% lower tax on corporations than we do. That makes all the corporations move there. We cut it down to their level or lower, they'll all come back, or a lot will. And then they said, oh my God, he doesn't want corporations to pay taxes. No, he wants to bring them back here. We have the highest corporate income tax in the world. Now, the latest thing is they have illegally gotten his tax returns from 1995, where he admittedly had a $900 million loss and declared bankruptcy in some of his companies. Each new venture he does is a new corporation. 90-plus percent of his ventures have been very successful. Most business people, one out of six is successful. He's 9 out of 10 or even better. But he has declared bankruptcy 4 times. And he used that loss then to move forward over the next few years and basically not pay taxes because of the loss. That's what all the rich do. Google pays 3% tax. If you go to General Electric, 2 to 3% tax. Again, some major global corporations pay zero tax. And then the leaders of those corporations do the exact same loopholes that Trump does and pay near zero. The truth is, Trump isn't elitist enough to pay no taxes like they do. The upper super billionaire crust are the ones. In fact, famous billionaires have said, taxes, those are for poor people. Those are for commoners. He wants to end all that, where China has a currency 35% beneath ours, devalued, which again makes people go build things there because it's cheaper to manufacture. They've got energy 3 times cheaper than us because they have all these dirty coal power plants. They're shutting down our clean ones. These are simple things. Let us have cheap energy. Let us have lower taxes. Let us have a currency that isn't undervalued against others, and we will explode. America's been the engine of the world. We've been sold out. But they take this and they spin it like it's a giant controversy because the system thinks all of you are stupid.
Trump wants to cut taxes for the super rich. Well, we're not going there, my friends. I'm telling you right now, we're going to write fairer rules for the middle class, and we are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
The establishment is hoping the general public is ignorant about the current global crony capitalist economic system. It's time to wake up. In 2014, the New York Times paid zero taxes. I could go on and on with example after example, and it's worse than that. Carlos Slim, the Mexican kingpin, one of the richest men in the world, basically controls the New York Times and is the majority owner. But I'm going to ask Bernie Sanders supporters something right now. You claim you're against mega banks and super huge corporations that have rigged the economy, and they have. And you're right when you say they pay almost no taxes, and that's a screw job. They've given all their money to Hillary. 98-2 billionaires have given to Hillary. She's gotten 20-1 corporate contributions. There's never been a more unified Republican-Democrat power structure against a candidate in history because they know he's a nationalist. They know he's not out to get America. And now there's this new recording. It's posted on InfoWars.com of Hillary Clinton talking to donors, making fun of Bernie Sanders people and calling them baristas and saying basically they live in their mother's basement. In fact, that's the quote. And that you're all a bunch of losers. This is what she's saying to these big fat cat corporate people who don't want to have a free market. They don't want competition. They want to sew the whole thing up. So you've got Sanders on the extreme left of populism, and then you've got this populist Trump, who's liberal in many ways, who you're rejecting. You're being chumped by the very same power structure. It's time for everybody to reach out to Sanders supporters with the recording of Hillary. And here's a clip.
And they're children of the Great Recession, and they are living in their parents' basement. So if you're feeling that you're consigned to, you know, being a barista.
You're not a bad person if you've been forced to stay with your parents because this economy's been in a depression for 8 years. You're not a bad person because you're a barista. Thank God we've still got some service industry. But the truth is, that's starting to contract. And our wealth that was saved up over 100 years is starting to disappear. We've got to make America great again. We've got to put it first.
The most important difference between our plan and that of our opponent
is that our plan will put America first. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
To talk about how desperate the power structure is, look at how a month and a half ago I came out and said we should watch for election fraud because of our intel. Obama came out and attacked me. Hillary did as well. Trump came out and said we should look at this. They said, oh, he's crazy. There's no such thing. What is election fraud? Obama said. And then they announced 2 weeks later they're going to federalize the elections. And it's in Bloomberg today that they have got evidence of the election systems being scanned by outside groups, the Russians. So the feds are going to take it over. Ladies and gentlemen, the fix is in, and only a landslide will defeat these people. And that's what brings me to my last central point here today. A man on Saturday morning got behind the set, like everybody else does with signs, with his Bill Clinton rape shirt from InfoWarsStore.com, and he began to yell, Bill Clinton's a rapist. Now, he started climbing over the barricade, which you shouldn't do. You should follow the law, but he's still going to win the $5,000. But just to be clear, we're not calling for violence with the media. We're calling for peacefully standing behind the camera when it's in a public area and getting images out and audio out exposing the tyranny that's taking place. We're not like Black Lives Matter beating up people that have Trump signs in their yards, beating up homeless people for no reason, you know, because they're white, with George Soros funding and trying to start a race war. We are peacefully engaged in an information war that's having a huge effect, and history is taking place right now. So we need to see in the next 35 days till this election a maximum effort, because this is part of Brexit. It's part of Russia pulling out of the New World Order. It's part of nationalism rising again. It is a historic and exciting time to be alive. So please take action and realize that the people are on the march. The empire is on the run.
Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters.
There's not only evil in this world, there's good as well. And no matter what color you are or where you're from on the planet, you can promote individualism, free market, free ideas, free association, the classical Renaissance Enlightenment system that has developed almost all the good things we have in this world. We can stand up to this together. We can say no to this, but history is happening right now. We're at the crossroads, and it's now time for everybody to have the maximum effort. You know, I'm promising to give this fellow that did this $5,000, and I am, for getting the visual and the audio on air. If you just get the visual, it's $1,000. A lot of people are saying, Alex, we're insulted. We'll do this for free. That's the whole point. It's to begin a cascade event. It's to create some excitement. Absolutely. Do it for free then. The point is expose it. Be part of history. Take action. Don't be a spectator. Be the man or woman in the arena. I want to salute all of you that have taken action. Get up every race, color, and creed. God bless you all, because you are the resistance.
And again, that's the way we get the information out.
The Hillary for Prison t-shirts have been a phenomenal way to get the information out. We've had article after article written by the mainstream media talking about Hillary for Prison t-shirts. And we still have those. You know, that's in a limited edition. We're only going to have that for another 30 days, and then it's going to become a collector's item. You're not going to be able to get it anymore after that, after the election. So pick that up. That helps to fund the operation. It helps to fund our guerrilla information warfare that's going on here, folks. That's the whole point about the Bill Clinton rape t-shirt. It's only sold here, but what they're doing is they're not selling you hope, folks. They're selling you envy. They're selling you rape, okay? Bill Clinton raped all of these women, a long line of women that he has raped, and we're going to talk to Roger Stone about that in the next hour, as well as Roger Stone saying Wednesday will be the end of the Hillary Clinton campaign. What is WikiLeaks going to do? Roger Stone's going to join us in the next hour. We're going to talk to him exclusively. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grimm, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com, and the profit we make, we fight the globals. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on,
Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time. New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us in the next hour is going to be Roger Stone. He tweeted out today that Wednesday will be the end of Hillary's campaign. Hashtag WikiLeaks. So we've got him on to explain that, as well as to talk about all the developments that have happened in the last, say, 48 hours with the Trump campaign. A lot of things have happened. One of these, the tax information. I started talking about that earlier. I want to finish up with that as well. But when we look at the release of this information that Alex was just talking about, calling with Hillary Clinton calling the millennials basement dwellers and baristas, talking about the children of the Great Recession, as she puts it. Let's understand what's going on with this, folks. We look at another article that came out today. Clinton announces today National Service Reserve for Millennials. I'm afraid that the people, and the millennials are people about 18 to 30 years old. It's my sons are that age. And I really feel sorry for them because they have had their opportunities destroyed by the policies of big government, especially by Obama and Hillary Clinton. And she's going to double down on those policies to the extent that you won't have a job, you won't have any ability, and neither will your parents, to help you through college. No, you'll be dependent upon the federal government. If you're a good little boy or girl, and you go to the National Service Reserve, and you do the things that Hillary Clinton tells you to do, whether or not the market wants that or not, whether or not anybody voluntarily wants that, they're going to tell you that it's a good thing because the government says it's a good thing. And if you go in and do what they say, as their little slave. They may throw you some little pork barrel trinkets. They said you might be eligible for college credit based on your financial need. Or you might be able to get time off from work based on financial need. Or you might get a modest stipend. In other words, they're going to barely pay you, if at all. They're going to find some way to not pay you. But they want to push you into this mandatory service. This is something that is so dear to the heart of the socialist authoritarians like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. The two of them are always talking about the dream that they have of forcing young people into government service to do whatever they say to do, because they want to control you totally. Understand, they want to put you on a plantation as their slave. And they may give you some little trinkets. They say Clinton will negotiate with higher education institutions and corporations to get those benefits. In other words, the government isn't even going to pay you. They're going to strong-arm people, or they're going to put out mandates and fatwas to force companies to do that. That's the way they're rolling with this. You have to understand, they're not offering you hope. They're offering you envy. And they're offering to rape the economy. Let me give you an example of that. Let's talk about what's going on with this, because, you know, they want to misdirect you constantly, throw out these red herrings. You know, we start to look at some of the real issues. They say, oh, no, no, no. They pull out the smelly fish, drag it along the trail, and then you lose track of where you're going. Completely destroy, completely lose the scent that you were following down. I want to go back to this article from Time magazine back in July. What would Clinton and Trump tax plans mean for you? And this is not a conservative organization looking at this. This is Time magazine. And they're looking at various groups of people, different income groups. What would these tax plans mean for you? So they pull up several of them. Here's one right here. Singles and married joint filers earning between $23,000 and $45,000. Average income, $35,000. So think about that. About $35,000. They say if you're a full-time Walmart employee making $13 an hour, then that would equate to about $27,000 a year. So you'd be right in the middle of this. You'd be kind of on the lower end of it, actually, $23,000 to $45,000. Okay, what would happen to you? You'd get a tax increase under Hillary Clinton. You'd get a tax decrease under Donald Trump. So you get $15 more taxes per year under Hillary Clinton. Or under Donald Trump, you'd get $969 less. So let me say to you, that if you're working in retail, you're working at about $13 an hour, even at that magic number of $15 an hour that they're pushing for, then what that means to you is that the difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is going to be about $1,000 a year for you, $984 a year. Can you afford to just throw that away? And understand, that's going to be per year. So over 4 years, it's about $3,900 more that you're going to be paying under Hillary Clinton. That's for the Walmart workers. What about people who are making between $81,000 and $143,000? Average income, $112,000. Well, those people would see a tax hike from Hillary Clinton and a tax cut of $5,300 from Donald Trump. In other words, the combined difference between the two would be $5,500. $5,512. So if Hillary Clinton becomes president, those people would pay $5,512 more per year than they would under Donald Trump, or over a period of 4 years, about $22,000. You see how that works? Let's take somebody that is at the very top, okay? Those people are also going to get their taxes cut. And so that's the way Time magazine spins it. It's politics of envy, saying, oh, look at this. The people at the top are going to get an even bigger tax decrease. And, you know, the people that I just, those two groups I just gave you, people making on average $112,000, that group of people, they would save about $22,000 over 4 years. The people at the lower level, the Walmart workers, would save about $4,000 over 4 years. Because they're making a lot less. They're making about one-fifth of what the other people are making. That's the way percentages work. And, you know, even though they have what they call a progressive income tax system, where the percentages go up as your income goes up, you're still always going to see a bigger tax break for the people at the top. And so the way the Democrats spin that is by using envy. They tell you, you don't want to vote for somebody that's going to save you $4,000, because somebody else is going to save more. So you don't want that to happen. because the other people in the middle class, they're going to save $22,000 over 4 years, and you're only going to save $4,000. So you should vote for the person that's going to cost you $4,000, because you don't want to see somebody else get ahead. See, that's the politics of envy. It's also the politics of rape, of economic rape. You know, it's the economy, stupid, as Bill Clinton and his campaign staff understood the first time he ran for president. Take a look at the last one they look here. They look at all these different income groups. And the last one they look at is Uncle Sam. How does Uncle Sam fare under Hillary Clinton and under Donald Trump? Well, under Hillary Clinton, Uncle Sam gets more money. He gets $30 billion more. Under Donald Trump, Uncle Sam gets $545 billion less. Okay? So Uncle Sam has a difference of $575 billion difference between Hillary and Donald each year. So over 4 years, you're looking at about $2,300 billion or $2.3 trillion. That's a massive amount of money that's going to be pulled out of the economy, pulled away from small businesses, pulled away from individuals, pulled away from employees who are going to not see pay raises because their employer was paying more taxes or had to pay more Obamacare mandates or whatever. That's not even looking at the tax we call Obamacare. Think about the fact that we had 16,000 new IRS agents added to administer this tax. It is a mandate. It is an unconstitutional mandate, but it is true. It is a tax as well. It is a tax that goes from you to the private insurance corporations that got Obama and Hillary to write their rules to make money for them. That's a good example right there. If you look at the difference in just Obamacare, understand that people have already seen a 50% to 300% increase in insurance premiums under Obamacare. And they're hiding a massive increase that's going to take place right after the election. It's going to be a minimum of 50 to 60%. We see insurance, Obamacare markets, as they call them, quote unquote, that are going to be going bankrupt. There's an article up on Drudge Report today about one state where the Obamacare institutions are going to be going bankrupt unless they have a 50 to 60% increase right away. You have to understand, this is something that was written by the big insurance companies for the benefit of the big insurance companies. And you should understand how this is going to take even more money out of the economy. The people at the very lowest, they sell this idea of envy, hoping that you don't look at the fact that the people at the very lowest level, they talk about Donald Trump having three different tax rates that he's proposed here. No, he's actually got four. The fourth rate is zero. That's the people that are making taxes that are a single person making $25,000 a year pays zero taxes under his plan. But you don't want that, because somebody that's making a lot more money than you is going to get more of a tax savings than you do. So you should shut this whole thing down and pay Hillary more taxes. See, that's the kind of thinking that keeps people in the basement, literally in the basement, in their parents' basement, because they can't have any opportunity. You understand, these are also the people who are bringing in so many foreign workers that the young people, the millennials, can't find part-time work in the first place. That is, I think, one of the biggest crimes. The fact that they have shut that down to them, just as they have made it more expensive for them to get cars and made it impossible for them to find jobs, because they're competing with adults looking for full-time work that aren't even American citizens. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
2016. We are now 36 days out from the November elections.
You're listening to Alex Jones. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.